September 12, 1952. My dearest Clara, I'm so homesick. Oh, how I miss you so much. Thank you so much for riding me with everything that's going on in Harlem. Please stay safe. My heart would shatter into a million pieces if anything ever happened to you. Your sweet potato pound cake sounds amazing. I know you used a pinch of Clara spice to make it so tasty. Please tell the Averys that I appreciate them for being so good to you. And please let them know that I appreciate the prayer service as well. It means so much to me. My love, I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to see you in the most beautiful wedding dress. Truly, my love, you could wear a brown potato sack as a wedding dress and you would still be the most beautiful bride in the history of all brides. That day is going to be the greatest day of my life. For God has given me what I've asked, a beautiful wife. I can barely wait, my love. I don't think I ever told you this, but I used to sing with the boys' choir of Harlem. It was truly some of the best times of my life. They're so gifted by God. My love, maybe someday we could start our own choir. Three babies, me and you, it'll be five. We would sing to give God the glory, and we would also sing because He's given us such a wonderful love for each other. That love that brought us together is so beautiful, our love. I thank God for it. What do you think? It's just a funny thought. I was figuring since we both are pretty good singers, I think our children would be as well. My unit and I have been assigned to a special mission. It's truly an honor to fight for America, the greatest country in the world. Someone in my unit asked me, how could you fight for a country that hates the color of your skin? I simply said to him, it's easy. I said, yes, America has a very complicated relationship with black people, and black people have it very hard in this country. It's my belief that it won't always be this way. I truly believe that. I believe one day there will be a black president. And I believe one day we will have the right to go to any school we choose. I believe one day that we'll be able to ride in front of the bus or even be the bus driver. I believe one day we'll be able to own as much property as we decide to own. I believe one day we're going to live in a country and in a world where we're looked at as equals. And no one's trying to harm us or hurt us. And our children could grow without fear. I believe one day we'll be able to vote the way we see fit. I told him these things. And his face got so red when I said these things to him. I said, things will get better, but we all must do our part. And this is me doing my part, so change can happen. You know what he did, my love? You know what he did? He ran up to me and gave me a hug. And I said to him, I said, why are you hugging me? He said, because of what you just said, just opened my eyes. Your faith is so strong, James. And I'm happy to know you. He said, you are a soldier of faith first, before you are a soldier of the U.S. Army. And he says, I'm a Christian as well. And I believe in that same change. My love, this man is from Alabama. He never spoke to me before until that day. And now we are really good friends. He said, let's change the world together. My love, it means so much to me to change the world through the fight that I fight in this war. I love you, Clara, with all my heart. May the God of all power and grace keep you from all harm. Forever yours, James. Thank you.
dance time in the News Welfare Association's 18th annual Harvest Moon Ball. These rubber-legged Harlem Hepcats brought down the house with their spectacular stunts, and the faster the tempos, the more glittering their routines. On all indications, the Garden Finals will produce the most dazzling exhibition of dance floor gymnastics in many years.
October 1st, 1952. Dear James, hearing from you is like a breath of fresh air. I sit here writing to you as I stare out the window. The crisp air blows in as the trees begin to shed their leaves. Soon the leaves will be bare and snow will begin to fall. And it reminds me that the season without you has been cold and lonely. But it has also taught me a few things. I spend a lot of time in deep prayer and thought. I think about the type of wife that I want to be for you. Proverbs 31:13. He seeketh wool and flax and worketh with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. These verses have given me so much insight and strength. My desire to open a bakery and have multiple locations has never been stronger. I know that you want to provide for us, but James, we can do this together. Proverbs 31:25. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. You know, this world can be pretty cruel, and this time of segregation has proven to be utterly inhumane. But I will not become bitter. James, we will not allow the course of this world to shape us into someone hard and unyielding to God. Proverbs 31:27-28. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. I long to make you proud, Captain James. Know that I admire your bravery, as it truly warms my heart. Your outlook on life is refreshing and contagious, as you can see. Keep praying, believing, and shining. Proverbs 31:30. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. My reverence of the Lord keeps me grounded, and I know that you feel the same way. I can imagine you on stage belting your little heart out, singing Amazing Grace. Oh, how I would love to hear you sing one day. James, I treasure our friendship in addition to the love that we share. Please stay safe. Forever yours, Clara. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your love and strength. Continue to watch over James and his unit as they embark on a special mission. Be his eyes and ears. I pray for my sister and her family. Please keep them safe. I pray for Harlem as tensions, lootings, and brutality surge. Lord, be our peace. Continue to bless the Averys for their kindness. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Well Writers Entertainment, Well Audio, and Good Fig Network bring you Forever Yours. Produced by Tajanae Crawford. Directed, executive produced, and written by Randall and Talisha Crawford. Featuring Randall Crawford as James Young and Talisha Crawford as Clara Montgomery. The Forever Yours interlude is written and performed by Zenashe. Forever Yours is an original production from Well Writers Entertainment. Can't wait for the next episode. Be sure to listen every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. New episodes air every week. Listen to all of Season 1 on the Good Fig Network app or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to tell your friends and family about Forever Yours. And don't forget to rate and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening. Be well.